Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bringing Balance to Your Business with Christy. I'm your host, Ian Roach. I'm here with Christy. Christy, how are you this week?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. This is episode 5 in our series, and this week we have a guest. Joining us is Trevor Peterson from Tweak Designs and Signs. Trevor, welcome.
Thank you.
Before we start talking about bookkeeping, can you tell us a bit about Tweak Designs and Signs?
Well, we're a full-service sign shop here in Saskatoon. We started a little over a year ago, and we've been steadily growing. And, you know, with graphic design, we do some neat little projects, you know, along the way, things that other people don't really want to tackle. And we're willing to kind of, you know, look at everything that comes through our door. And if we can't do it, we'll find a way.
I am Trevor and Nicole's bookkeeper for Tweak Design and Signs, and they do excellent, excellent work. Nicole actually designed my current business card, and I couldn't be happier with it. But I was going to ask Trevor, with your experience with bookkeeping, what was the main trigger for you getting a bookkeeper? How were things before hiring a bookkeeper versus after hiring a bookkeeper?
Well, I just simply didn't have the expertise or the time to tackle it myself. So we were finding that at the time when we first started, I was working a full-time job as well as helping Nicole out with the shop. And I was working doing the quoting and some, you know, marketing work off hours and sometimes till midnight or 1 in the morning. And I didn't have the expertise to fit time in there to be able to set up our books properly. So, Christy came in and really did a fantastic job in handling that for us in setting up our books properly so that, when stuff comes through the door, I'm able to enter it or deal with it properly so that our books are up to date all the time.
Before you ask your next question, Christy, we've mentioned her name a couple of times. Who is this Nicole we keep talking about?
Well, she is the boss of everything in Tweak Designs and Signs. She is a graphic designer with over 20 years experience, and she is able to make everything happen in the shop. So, if it comes into our shop, it goes through her, and it's why we're so successful right now.
We really believe in full disclosure here, Trevor. Not only is she your business partner, what else is she to you?
Well, she's my boss at home, too.
Yes, I can definitely attest to Nicole's talent, though. She definitely can put everything into it and absolutely produces the most beautiful work I've seen. I hadn't even received my business cards yet before I was showing people the email of what they look like. But one thing I want to get back to, Trevor, with the bookkeeping part of things, were there any kind of factors or issues or things that I could bring up to you after I was hired as your bookkeeper that maybe hadn't arisen before that you thought of? Maybe PST issues, GST issues, anything with taxes, anything like that?
Absolutely. Like one thing was very early on that you let us know about was when we were purchasing items for resale to give our PST number to those suppliers so that we weren't paying out the PST and then having to claim it back at a later date. It was just taken care of so that we didn't have to pay it out at all, and it made, you know, a lot easier in dealing with that. So that's just one small way you helped. There's so many more other examples like that.
Really appreciate that. Thank you, Trevor. And do you find it quite a bit easier, the fact that I can come on site?
I really enjoy that because our books are on our laptop, which is also our invoicing. And without having, if we had to give you the data to do that, I think it probably wouldn't integrate as well to with our invoicing the way we do it, and you having the data and then trying to merge them all so they work together. I think you coming on site really makes it very seamless for us.
And do you have any advice regarding bookkeepers for new businesses?
When you're starting a new business, don't look at trying to save money and do the books yourself. The biggest advice I can give you is hire a professional to help you through, especially through the start of your business, because you are busy networking and doing sales and making sure your products and your service are top notch. You don't have time to put in to take care of the books the way they properly need to be taken care of so that your business can be run very seamless.
I do actually. I can attest to that as well. As far as the marketing goes, as far as having my business cards done, I went to the experts for that. Nicole did an excellent job. And as far as these podcasts and as far as my presence on the internet, I have hired Deborah and Ian to take care of that part for me. That's not my strong point. So as far as growing a business, running a business, and being as successful as I can, my time just wasn't well spent on those aspects. So I'm glad I can actually offer that for you, Trevor, and as well for you and Ian and Deb.
So when you say Ian, you mean me?
I mean you, Ian, yes.
Well, that's awesome, and thank you so much for entrusting us. And that's probably our disclosure for this episode, that we are mutual clients. You do our books, and we do your social media. By way of wrapping up, Trevor, can you recommend Christy?
Absolutely. If you are looking for a bookkeeper, you are well advised to hire Christy to come in and do your books. She is worth every penny and then some. And you will just not be happier with another bookkeeper, I guarantee it.
Thank you so much, Trevor. I really appreciate it.
Trevor, thank you so much for coming on our show, bringing balance to your business.
Thanks for having me.
Christy, that's it for this week. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you.